You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so happy that you wish to share the next hour with me because once again, I have the great Stan Lee with me. You know, every time I hear him, I gain so much information, and sometimes I feel as if he's a messenger from God because, well, when you're around him, synchronicity seem to fly off the shelves. I find it truly amazing to see Stan in action. Now, some of us tune into our intuition and some of us understand the sign language of mathematics, but there is one thing that is so incredibly important for you to understand, and that is that God or the universe communicates back with us using synchronicities. We just don't say a prayer and then close the door. We say a prayer and we allow the message to come back to us through the power of numbers, through the power of the recognition of synchronicities. So Stan is now on Law of Attraction Radio Network at this specific time in history, all because it's time for us to awaken to the divine messages being delivered to each one of us via synchronicities. One of Stan's job is to make you aware of the cosmos talking directly to you. What is so important to realize is that, well, we're just a speck of dust on this planet, and yet each dust particle has the power to grow into a larger sphere of energy. Yes, dust is energy. Everything is energy. But during this episode, there's one thing that I want you to begin to see, and that's the daily synchronicity, or rather, the direct messages from God. Your prayers are powerful, as Stan Lee will confirm. But even more important, if you come to see the synchronicities, or rather the direct messages from God, well, you're going to understand that they are answering your prayers. They are delivering you messages. As a matter of fact, they're giving them to you all the time. But how many of us are listening or seeing? How many of us actually know this is happening? And this is Stan's great calling for each one of us. He sees everything as numbers, and he sees everything as extremely spiritual. And I believe early on that he understood that the science is actually a gift from God, so that we can, in fact, understand the communication going on between each live soul on the planet. And this, dear friends, is why I knew I had to bring Stan onto not only Law of Attraction Radio Network with his own show, I had to have him on my show a whole bunch of times because it's really a huge eye-opener for me. He's a great blessing to us all. So I want you to sit up, pay attention, and listen to these fast commercial breaks. And if you are able, please visit Stan Lee's site. Just go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee. And you can tap into all of the things on there and even book an appointment with him. I mean, wow, he's amazing. So with that, oh, and on top of all of that, if you sign up for updates, he will send you a personal email telling you when his live shows are going to be and that you can go and participate in the live show on Zoom and get your question answered. And there's nothing more special than that. So with that, let's take a fast commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with my friend, Mr. Stan Lee.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, international certified hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome back, Stan Lee, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I have just got to tell you that the listeners are going gaga over you, and that's a good thing. The feedback that I'm getting, people are so impressed, and they do feel that you are a mathematical genius and that you can just bring out all this information that they didn't have a clue. So I'm just so delighted you're on the network because people are loving you.
Well, thank you, Jules, and thank you for putting me on the network. It's great to share my wisdom. It's been one of the foreseen things that I wanted to have happen. And obviously our connection on the 18th of January, come now 3 months, things are starting to really move nicely. So it's organically growing, if you will. It's beautiful.
Well, I think you manifested it. So here's your manifestation, and it's going to take off and run. So I'm just glad because you can provide us with some great insight. So the reason why I wanted to have a show with you is because it's kind of weird out there and in the real life world. It's really unusual in that people who have been friends a long time are getting very angry and being misunderstood. So friends are having a difficult time, but also it's like we're kind of in retrograde, Mercury retrograde, because things aren't being delivered as they should as far as products and things like that. There seems to be a delay. Am I wrong, or is this the general consensus? Because you not only do numerology, but you also do astrology, and this is where it kind of ties in that I want to know what the heck is going on.
Well, the Earth had a very big portal, if you will, like an energy portal on the 21st of December, 2020, last year. It was a 1-in-6,000-year epoch event. It's called epoch, E-P-O-C-H. It's on my YouTube channel where someone else did a very good narrative of it, and I just spoke a little bit about it and showed the video, but think of it about of a disc within a disc within a disc. So when you're looking at a really fine-tuned luxury watch and you've got all the mechanisms, imagine all these little portal holes all lined up. So what happened was the Earth increased another ascension level in terms of the dimension. So we're really now forthcoming into what a lot of the spiritual people spoke about in terms of 5D. So we know 5G is getting rolled out. Earth's in a 5-year in 2021, and it's 5D. So it's like a triple five, if you will. So people's DNA, the ones that are light workers and looking to spiritually ascend, they're getting up another level. So the people around them, whether it be friends, colleagues, whatever, if they're not at that level, there's a clash now. So people are sort of finding, you know, that's why you have that term elevate, collaborate. It's the third aspect of love, your essence, soul, and purpose. So as I wrote the article yesterday afternoon, my time for the magazine, I spoke about learn, live, and love, your essence, soul, and purpose. People that are spiritual light workers, it goes in the order of elevate, collaborate, meaning people have to be doing the spiritual work on themselves. If they're not, and people have free will, we're going to see some people drifting, even if they've known each other for many years. And this has been forthcoming. So that's what, like, see the corona in 2020 and 2021, it's like a flushing, if you will, of people looking within. And that's what's happening on Earth right now. And this is going to be happening in 2021 all the way throughout the whole rest of the year. So we're going to find new people will be connecting. Old friends may sort of drift apart a little bit if certain individuals are not looking to seek within. And this is where we're at right now. And it is at a cusp, if you will, of humanity having the choice to not worry about what's going on around, to further their own life in terms of being sovereign beings, because we all have free will. So this is where I believe people knowing their code, their essence, soul, and purpose code, and with our energies in this, as you know, in my concept of what I say, the Earth under a dome, it's everything is beaming up and down. These are like transmitter receivers, and that's what's happening so fast right now in terms of people getting synchronicities. I had a beautiful review for one of my clients today in America, and she goes, Stan, your prayers, because I do prayers as well, as you know, Jules, and I do it strategically with timing. It's on my WhatsApp. She said, thank you. I got the money for the finance for her house. So she goes, this is amazing. I wasn't expecting this. And it happened on her 8th day, being the 17th. For America, which was yesterday. Because she's a 9 and the 17, 1 plus 7 is an 8. So if you add 8 plus 9, it comes 17. Yeah. 1 plus 7 is an 8. So, you know, just beautiful synchronicities. And another client just also sent me a message. Says he's sending me a photo, because I send photos to my clients with my shirt. So I'm at a temple and I'm saying, this is my cosmic prayer for you today. And the clients are sending photos back, and they're sending me photos, and he's got 777 behind in the building. And he goes, I'm seeing these synchronicities. So they're starting to play the game, because this is a game. And we have free will to play it, because we've been tricked for the last thousands of years in terms of what's going on with history, with what we've been told, the half-truths. So we have to know to understand our frequencies so we can play the game, but with a good agenda, not a bad agenda, if you will. So that's what's really going on. And that's why new people are connecting, like you and I.
Yes. Yes, we did. And it's phenomenal too, because I feel like I've known you for a long, long time, but yet it's only been 3 months. So, and it's more than a friendship. It's just like we're connected, and it feels so good, you know? So I can send you an email at midnight and you'll answer me in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's good. And if you can get the faster things like WhatsApp, Telegram working, find it can be probably even faster.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's great because When people begin to see subconsciously the synchronicities, it can really help them maneuver. And Jules, you know, because you're a 3936, you're very much connected astrologically in terms of in the ether, like a claircognizance, if you will. So you're having molecular, if you will, aha moments, because you've been in the law of attraction niche for 15 years. So you've interviewed, you know, as we said prior in our prior interview, some very prominent people. So your brain, see, our brain and mind is like the conscious subconscious. If we can make that connection from the subconscious to the conscious mind and bypass the hippocampus in the brain, it's meaning we're having a straight connection from the dome back from the ether back to us in source. We can begin to see how synchronicity works. And if we can master our subconscious mind, which is 10,000 times more powerful than the conscious mind, we can become limitless. And it's just a matter of then playing the game of maneuvering with our code and testing. And that's why I want this to be applied practically. You know, to measure is to treasure. And you have fun with it. So then people can be, it's like my clients today, like, and another one in America, she sent me, she's saying, I'm having some unbelievable synchronicities because she's a 9999. So if you remember, anything you add to that code becomes your number. Just like Elvis Presley and Jim Carrey. So she sent me a beautiful nature picture. She's relocated from Austin, Texas to Colorado. And she sent me this. So I'm sending photos of the clients, but they're reciprocating back with their own photos. So the law of reciprocation is also very powerful.
So the synchronicities is like the universe is speaking to you.
Yeah, it's a harmonic frequency of the cosmos. I love using the word cosmos, cosmic, but galaxy, universe, cosmos, it's the same. So it's poetry. It's singing a hymn, and it's up to us to listen to the song and then sing along with it, to mold our Picasso. That's why I say in the second step of live your essence, soul, and purpose, it's your numbers, your journey. So the first step is learn your code, learn your ESP. The second step is live your ESP, your numbers, your journey. The third step is then love your essence, soul, and purpose. Elevate, collaborate. So we are elevating and collaborating. We're meeting like-minded people, and you sent me a couple other people to do interviews, and we start to have like a jigsaw puzzle of ourselves and together, because we're all doing the spiritual work. So it's not collaborate, elevate, it's elevate, collaborate. If we try to help someone who's not willing to do the spiritual work, what's going to happen is they're going to siphon our energies. Because see the synchronicities here, 3963, there was a 8651, 2463, and Lisa's a 5624. We all have six, so we're all empaths, because six is the empath as well. So we've got to protect the aura, the energy, if you will. And when people are willing to do the spiritual work, the collaboration is much more faster, and we can maximize our strength and complement our weaknesses. So that's why I asked the three fundamental questions: is why are we here? What are we doing now? And how will we get there? So when you were emailing me yesterday, I said, "Stan, like you're still up." I was actually watching Man of Steel, the Superman 2013 movie. So I broke it down. So I'm taking screenshots. I'm actually going to create a web page and publish it in a couple of days. I wrote it in the article of a storyline behind the subliminal message they're giving that are incorrect. However, some positive stuff you can take to implement in your lives. So, because there's so many messages in there. So the whole idea is, like in Superman, he has two bodies. He's Clark Kent, but then he's Superman. It's his etheric body. We all have super gifts. It's our subconscious. It's our higher self. And that's how we can connect to it when people understand their essence, soul, and purpose code. They're four numbers, if you will. Because my mind thinks always in four numbers.
Yeah. So, okay, we get those numbers. And how do we apply that? We just know what we are made of and then focus in going in that direction. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So we begin to fine-tune and realign.
Ryan Tuner. Okay. Now, as
so
far
we go,
go ahead. Go
so
ahead.
We go. We begin to go in the sine wave, if you will, which is everything in the cosmos. And then when people, but this is the kicker. It's up to the intention. What is our intention? Because people can learn wisdom, but sometimes they take it that if their soul is of dark nature, because we're in a spiritual warfare between light and dark souls. And we bring forth habits from our past lives into this life. Our lesson is to habituate anything that's not meant to be in this life from past life. And to habituate is not easy. We have to replace it with a positive habit and then habituate it. But everything comes down to just the sine wave. So everything comes down to this. So how do we maneuver along our biorhythm? Everyone's unique in their biorhythms. So that's how I help realign people with their code. Mathematically realign them, if you will. So we know that 2021 is a five. How does that relate to us individually with our year, our month, our day, our hour, our minute, our second? Remember, it's a clock. The mechanism of the clock shifted on the 21st of December last year. This was a one in 6,000 year event. So the true light workers, the spiritual workers, are now going to rise. The ones of the dark souls are going to have agendas that they're going to still trying to be thieves, if you will, or sneakiness, if you will, to trying to steal spiritual elements or make themselves gurus when they're not. But what's going to happen is these dark souls will come to the forefront to people, and they'll start seeing through them. People that are of light will start seeing through these type of people. So the warfare we are in is needed to flush out a bit to balance humanity, because it needs to come back into balance.
So let me ask you about this, and not getting political or anything, but we have a crisis at our borders with all these people flocking in, which I am not opposed to, but unfortunately the demise of the children is getting extremely dangerous, where there's human trafficking going on. So this is what we're seeing. It's devastating. It's absolutely devastating to know what's going on with these people. So that is what you just stated. We have to see the sad and difficult part about it. It's there for a reason for us to witness. Is that what it is?
It is. But, however, artificial intelligence has already terraformed Earth. It's been for decades. So the powers that be control the data. So they know the narrative. So the narrative, they can control the narrative. They can control the storyline, because they know what everyone is swiping on their phone. They already know what you're tracking to down to the very pixel. So some people, even though they may see it, they still have elements of darkness inside them. So they have to look and reflect within to rise themselves to become more of light, because they may be seeing it and they say, well, what can I do about it? I'm still comfortable in my zone. But what they don't realize is it's like the frog in boiling water. Humanity's on the cusp. America must come to light, because if America were to fall, the whole four corners of Earth are going to be affected. So all eyes should be on America. And all eyes should know that America right now, I believe, is trying to separate between North and South. And it even may go into four quadrants, if you will. So this is playing its role. So collective cosmic consciousness must rise to say that element of trafficking that's happening is obviously on the four corners of Earth. People know this, and we're seeing the evidence in black and white, but it's these things or these arrests are still not happening that were meant to happen.
Yeah.
So people's consciousness inside has to start thinking, okay, for people to rise, they've got to look within, know that it should be for the people, by the people. So why aren't collectively all these governments, so to speak, helping the nations?
Yeah.
We have to ask that question. So we know there's agendas happening. We know that things are unfolding, but there's a cusp of things needed that, specifically in America, to see the narrative that's playing, and the narrative is controlled. So individually, we have to then create our own narrative, our own game of light That is the spiritual warfare.
Okay, well, bring it back down, because I want to know, how are you saying that we're not paying close enough attention to do something about the trafficking or the border, or are you saying that we have to change the way we're thinking?
Yes, I believe individually everyone must look within and self-reflect. Then once they know, they can be happier, they start to know their characteristics, their archetypes, they're going to have more of a motivation, if you will, because people have to know how to breathe, how to eat, how to drink properly, how to pray, how to think, and how to discern information. The technology and the big tech companies are controlling the narrative. So it's like it's a parasite.
Yeah, it is.
And data is a parasite if people don't know how to discern the data. So artificial intelligence is like black goo. It's taken over. That's what Google is. It's black goo. That's why it's got the word G-O-O in it.
That makes sense.
What's needed are individuals to create their own platforms, and it's got to get off the internet. It's got to be in its own internet platform. So it's going to need collectively some very smart, savvy people to get together to start making a movement, if you will, a reformation. Because we've heard about this reformation for the last 4 years, but overall, we didn't witness it. So people are saying, look, this is what's going to be. We're going to be happy just getting like a socialist and getting paid that uniform income, so to will. But what happens is it's suppressing people's creativity.
Yeah, it is.
And it's making people lazy, and laziness is evil. You can't be lazy. You've got to work hard on your spirituality. You can work smart, but the whole idea is if you're having fun with your own archetypes and working hard, it doesn't seem like it's hard work then. Because you know there's an end goal, or you're helping someone, you're happy connecting with new people. You know, there's new health technologies being released, as you know. There's so much things unfolding, and yet still people haven't seen it yet, so they still go, maybe this is not going to happen because it's still being controlled, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. So let me go back and ask you for clarity then. What, I live close to the border in California. What is stopping me from going and rescuing some of those babies and bringing them home with me? That's what I'm, how do I get involved? How do I do it mentally, or do I do it physically? That's my question. What are we to do?
Because obviously I'm not in Mexico, so, and I haven't seen, or in America, I haven't seen much footage, but just whatever's scrolling a little bit on social media. Because look, you're a 3936, so you have two threes in your case, so you love children, Jules. It's part of the 3+3 is childlike. So that individually, personally, for you, may give you an extra kick and make you feel younger, because it'll make you feel happy because you're helping a couple of souls, for example. So legally, what's stopping you? I don't know how it's to work or not, but I mean, if people are doing human trafficking, which is obviously blatant, then you have to ask the question, what's stopping good people like you helping a couple of people then?
That's a good question. What is stopping? So it has to be legally, but you're saying that there's nothing wrong with going there and actually start participating in the correction.
Well, yeah, if people lead by examples and they may hear your story, then other people who love children or couldn't have any in there, and they said, look, they need help, and their souls, they've been born for a reason at that time. So, everyone's unique, so that could give inspiration to other people. You know, inspiration is a beautiful thing because it ignites a person's inner well-being, their cells, they're happier. And when you have like a young child and you're genuinely helping them, it's good energy because they've got very young energy. So it could be positive for the person that's helping. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's ironic because from what I know, the wall was meant to be built. This was meant to start, but there's obviously pockets and all the people are rushing in. So from what I'm hearing, you know, that's going to increase crime as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a good situation. But for anybody who's flowing in from Mexico or Guatemala, they are not in. It's not a good scenario for them or for their future. So, you know, I just want to know, do we take action? Is this the time to take action? And are we collective consciously taking action?
Yeah, no, look, for you individually to take action, say, even if you're thinking about it in April, May, it's like an abundance blessing from the cosmos or the guiding angels that's saying, because you'll be in your 8 month and 8 year. So it's like a auspicious blessing. So you may be rewarded in other avenues as well. But again, I don't know the protocols behind the taking of the, you know, helping children. But obviously if there's illegal immigrants coming in, there's obviously there's something that's not right there as well from a bureaucratic point of view. So things are ramping up fast in 2021 on Earth. So I don't know, but I, one thing I do know is you know how to look into it if you want to, and if you want to make it happen, you can.
Yeah, it makes me almost teary when I see the people, and especially the young ones, come over from Mexico and they get put into these detention centers, and it's just like, oh my gosh, not even with their parents. It's just heartbreaking for me.
It's funny because I just looked at my clock now. It's 3:33 a.m. here in Sydney, and three's all children, and it says like it's validating you may do something, you know, like help one child or something. So
isn't that funny? That's synchronicities. I just love it. That's the universe talking.
It does, yeah. That's remember, if you said, like, it's the phrase, I have astrology is the science of God, mathematics is the language of God, and numerology is the code of God. And with the ESP code, when people know their code, because remember, you're 3936, so you will always be fun and child. And when you're interviewing, you have you give the person who's being interviewed, make them feel comfortable, and it's a fun interview, free flowing, if you will. They're the best to be because you know, you want the energy to be like a vortex that's looping, and that's how you become creative. Yeah. So
interesting. So let me ask you something else. Since I'm the interviewer here.
Sure.
What do we have to do then as a society? We have to focus in on our spirituality. We have to focus in on, I think, looking at things we haven't seen before. For example, you talked to me, I think a couple of weeks ago, about the flat earth. And I'm going, okay, I've heard of that, but I don't know if I understand it. But you started explaining it in a way. And I'm going, oh my God, it could really be. So would you take a couple of minutes and just explain your concept of flat earth, because finally it made sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's the history. Like Adolf Hitler's right-hand scientist von Braun started NASA. There's a black and white movie in Hollywood made Boys from Brazil. So a lot of the scientists, there was a big fight between Stalin and the American president who would get the top German scientists at the time. I think the president changed from Roosevelt to Eisenhower, or the inverse, I can't remember, at the time of World War II. Yeah. Nonetheless, the majority of them went to America, and a lot of them went to Brazil, and a lot of them went to Florianopolis, because I went to 2014 to watch the World Cup soccer, and I went there, so I've seen a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Brazilians, and you also see a bit of mixtures, because they over the generations, they bred with the darker Brazilians. So they then went up to America, and he started an Asa. So on his tomb, he has a verse from Psalms, from the Bible, basically saying that he knows that the earth is flat. So the earth is a disc. It's not a globe. It's a terrestrial plane. So we're a planet. The plane is in the word planet. So it's a flat plane. So that's why in the movie with Jim Carrey, The Truman Show, he's hitting the ice wall. So where he's hitting is Antarctica as like a 360 degree. So you may, that concept of humanity to understand is because we've been so indoctrinated. We're seeing a globe at our kindergarten or when we're 4 or 5 years old. I don't know what you call it in America, but when we start school and we see like Universal Studios, you see the globe in the Hollywood, yeah. And at the start of the movie, when the smartphone came out, the standard graphic was the globe on the phone, on Apple. So the most logic we have to try to see is, they say that the earth is spinning 1,000 miles around the sun. Like just that alone does, if you think about it logically, like we're not spinning right now and we have so many megalithic structures, and how could that be spinning around the sun? So that model of geocentric shifting to heliocentric started from Copernicus. So then you see Hollywood movies where they see, they give you signs, if you will, in terms of they know that the truth is geocentric, but they mock. But that concept to know that the earth is a disc, not a globe, and it's flat, and that we have an ice wall coming that's surrounding us in, but there are other planes beyond the ice wall. So the Antarctic Treaty that was made after World War II doesn't allow us to go beyond. There's just 3 tourist spots that you can go, only to a certain point. But you've got to ask yourself, why American presidents and the Russian Orthodox priest also go there to Antarctica? What's there? Why did Adolf Hitler want to go there? Yeah. But also Arctic is in the North Pole, in the middle. And that's got like a natural magnetic cosmic energy, a dielectric energy. So it runs on magnetism and dielectricity. So that's what's helping the planets go around. It's not gravity. So the sun and moon are the 2 foremost planets that we see with our naked eye. I think everyone would agree. All the ancients in their carvings, in caves and in their text, all the religious texts, all talk about a sun and moon. Look at the majority of the flags. It's sun and moon. So the sun is like a transmitter. The moon is like a receiver. It's a vortex of energy.
Wow.
So the other planets also sit under the dome. So think about like, you know, the snowflake thing at Christmas when you shake.
Yeah.
So Earth is a disc, terrestrial flat plane covered in a dome. The planets up to Saturn under the dome. So they say that we have the firmament being Uranus, the waters above being Neptune, because water's Neptune, and the dome sitting is Pluto. So beyond that firmament, there's been rocket launches that hit, so we can't hit it. So people have then begged to ask the question, well, all these rockets that have been launched, have they ever really gone through, or are they just going to parabolic and hitting and then go back down? So are we being told any truth about then the moon landings, so to speak? So there's been
Are they true or not?
Well, there's been very interesting person who's gone to the original 3 astronauts that landed, or 2 of the 3, to try to get them to put their hand on the Bible and swear, and they can't do it. So like you see these documentaries, you see these persons that's done it. One of them, I think was, I can't remember, not Armstrong, but the other one, I can't remember, tried to punch the guy who was telling him to do it. Now, Admiral Byrd went both to Antarctica and the Arctic, and he said in the Arctic, he was dragged magnetically into another hollow earth, if you will. So this is the hollow earth theory. One thing, if we just grasp, if all humanity grasps, do we think logically that the earth, just think about this, we're traveling in a car, normally 80 kilometers, 100 kilometers an hour, whatever that is in miles, are we spinning 1,000 miles around the sun? Just to grasp that alone. And is there any curvature? So when you're in the plane and you're looking with perspective, is the horizon still flat or is there curvature? Because the imagery we see from cameras are from fisheye lens, which causes the curve, just like the GoPro camera. So Australia, like New Zealand, is on the outer edge of the disc. So closer to the dome, so the altitude when you hit the dome is less feet as opposed to the center. So if we're in the middle, like in the North Arctic, it's higher. So I believe it's 385,000 feet in the middle. And then it goes towards, say, towards New Zealand, I think it's 13,500, very, very low. That concept of when people look, and even in scripture, it doesn't really state spherical, it's meaning more disc. But that conversation between a flat earth and a globe is causing much rift in people, saying, oh, you're crazy, because they've been so indoctrinated in that element. But astrologically, when you look at astrology charts in the natal, we are fixed. The sun is also revolving.
That's right.
So you have to ask that question also, if in the ancient texts like the Vedas, Vedanta and singularity, true singularity means we're fixed. We are fixed. Everything else around us is moving like the object. So when we notice we're fixed and we're viewing like an eagle down, and we're fixed, everything else is moving, we begin to then mold our Picasso, because we can select and choose the moving objects, not just the planets. I'm talking about everything when you observe. So when we start looking subconsciously and start observing, start thinking, the first paradigm shift for humanity to break through, if they can understand about the flat earth and that why aren't we allowed to go beyond Antarctica? So if we've got a big ice wall, and if we just keep going along that plane horizontally, what's out there? Could it be possibly there's another pod, like an ice cube? You know, you got ice pods, so earth's in one pod of the ice cube, you know, when you put it in the fridge and you go along the plane, and then plop, there's another terrestrial plane. So could it be that the planets that we see also could be a reflection from the pod up to the sky?
Oh my goodness.
Because have you seen with the cameras, when the Nikon or Canon cameras, and they zoom in, we're seeing celestial objects that don't seem the terrestrial, meaning they're like lights.
Yeah.
So all I know is they're emitting a frequency, though. They're emitting an energy. And that's why astrology is like the science of God. But with the code that I channel, with the ESP code, I'm just helping people with their biorhythms, their cycles. Because the planets move in cycles with precision. They have for thousands of years. So think of us just like ants. We're just ants on Earth. We're going to come and go. Earth will always self-correct. It always has. Like global warming and getting some young teenage girl to say some statistics, but if you know, in the truth movement, they're saying, well, she's only been put there to try to get people to follow a narrative. So everything's about data. So the key is, who's controlling the data? Who's controlling the narrative? So artificial intelligence has taken over. It has for many, many years, decades. So humans have to then look within to understand who they are. So religious books are great, but if you look at, like, say, the Bible, it's all astrology. It's astrotheology, actually. It's telling you a story about the stars. So when they say don't study that, what they're saying is, we don't want you to wake up because we need to control you still. The Bible's beautiful if you let the words jump out to you and don't read someone else's interpretation of the footnotes. Just let the words jump and get a grasp of it. Even all the other religious texts, it all very similar concepts if you look at things differently. And they are storytelling, because people are sync with storytelling, like they're watching movies. So that's why people have been indoctrinated subliminally with movies. So if you know how to discern the movies, you begin to start seeing, okay, that's the mocking part, but that's some really good stuff I can take. It's up to our free will how we interpret things. And it's up to people, I believe, people's ascension levels, if you will. But the flat earth is a great concept. I remember I was telling a friend of mine, he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he looked into it 20, 30 years ago, and he'd messaged me. I happened to be in old town Greece under Athens called Plaka at a beautiful little cafeteria having a frap. And I get his voice message, and he's saying, Oh, Stan, F this. I can't believe it. I get it now. The earth is flat because you looked at it at like 20, 30 years back. And he goes, no, it's not. But the more and more evidence that is coming online now, if you look at things just simple and logically, it's starting to become even harder to disprove because the people that are trying to oust the flat earthers are people that have been put in there just to trick people with their words. Because they're just storytelling. The key is the story fact or fiction, and that's up to each individual to decide from their own research. They've got to do their own due diligence.
And the synchronicities that we receive, and we do even without realizing, it just doesn't pop in. You know, we see these things, and as I said, it's messages from the universe and it's directing us so that we can go in the proper framework and look at it differently. That's what yes. This show is all about. That's what you coming on the show today is about. It's about opening people's mind to see something that they've never seen before. Elon Musk has talked about the about space, about how we are misconceiving things. And, you know, it's time to wake up.
Yes, just with Elon Musk, I don't believe a Tesla car was floated in space. When you look into people that have been, even on podcasts and different interviews and different shows, like some people with the concept of that flat earth are still trying to penetrate through in terms of, is this real or is this not? Or are these people crazy or these not? But they've got to start doing the real due diligence of following the narrative, because there are truths, but there are half-truths. And I believe the concept of people knowing, like humanity's knowing that us humans are in possibly in an enclosed system under a dome where we can't get out. Can some extraterrestrials that have technology get in, or are they getting in through pockets horizontally, not through the dome, beyond the plane, because that's guarded? They got the treaty after World War II. Wow. So what happens if you climb a wall and it's just a horizontal flat plane and you're just driving along the ice, for example, until you thousands of kilometers and you may hit something like a planet Earth. So there is an old Buddhist map saying there's another 33 land masses beyond the ice wall. So there's so many things that we don't know. With the internet, the truth seeking movement is becoming beautiful. It's just that as long as censoring doesn't stop people from waking up. So that's why old books, like even old maps, in the 1958 US encyclopedia, they spoke that the earth is flat and they're given the dimensions of the altitude of the dome. In the 1958, after 58, it changed. The encyclopedias changed. So I've seen a video of that. I'm actually going to put that up shortly. So all it takes is a couple of generations. If the data changes, history changes.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So it's true. Right now, we need to keep an open mind. And don't say no, but open and explore. This is, to me, it's the time of our lives that we are really being exposed to these things we've never heard of before. And if we discount them right off, it prevents us from moving forward. It prevents our growth.
Very much so. It's like people say, oh, what can I do? Because it's flat of spinning, because people are suffering, people look anxiety, people but knowing that, and then knowing yourself and your archetypes, and then elevating and collaborating with people, we can collectively, cosmically, consciously create many things. So we are being bombarded from our smartphones. We're scrolling. You know, everyone's guilty of it. Sometimes you may sidetrack and you look, oh, that's good, and then you see a really good truth seeking, and then you're stuck on this thing and you're seeking. Some people don't want to. They're just happy being distracted with sports or entertainment. However, if the Earth is fixed, and there's a North Pole, which is Polaris, and there's the Creator, God, the Source, in the middle, and the dome is not, it's, the Milky Way is not millions of miles away, then that Milky Way that we see, that crack, it's really a crack, I think, is because the dome cracked possibly 5,000-6,000 years ago. That's what may have been Noah's Ark, the flood. Because if you've got water above you and something cracks, like if there's a pool above you, there could be massive water come down. So that's what could have been why they were trying to do nuclear bombs in the 50s, trying to crack the dome. But that's some sort of structure that God has created that you can't crack. Again, possibly, only God will decide if he wants to flush. So if someone's in the center looking and it's not that high, and it's like a radio transmitter frequency that's saying, oh, he'll send the guardian guides, angels, or the source or creator to come and help that person or come and help that person. So if you're in the middle of a disc, you can see everything. You got a bird's eye view. So this is what's, and so that's what bypasses religion. That's why numbers bypass language barrier. Religion is great. There's beautiful text in it, but it's not saying, oh, my religion is better than yours because this one's before this prophet, this was before that prophet. What people have to understand is history's been distorted. Yes. And spontaneous healing remissions happen because of a person's belief in something.
Yes, yes.
And prayer is a frequency, it's a sound. So if you believe in something subconsciously, that prayer is going up, bang, hits the dome, comes back down. You can have spontaneous remissions between a Christian person. It can happen in the Hindu. It can happen in a Muslim or from Judaism. It doesn't mean one's better than the other. There's spontaneous healings across the board because of prayer is a frequency, is a sound. So when humans realize that these things are transmitters and radios, so the sun and moon is there for a reason. It's a transmitter and a receiver. It's a vortex of energy. That's what it is. And that sun and moon is intercepting the frequencies between the other planets in our solar system. So it's like, and Saturn before the Vedas were the only planet that they could see at that time. So I believe Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto is the firmament, the waters above, and the dome. So there's two layers, if you will. And it's funny, as you see when they're interviewing space people, even now, like astronauts, and they're saying, "Oh, when we can crack the Van Allen's belt, we'll get to the moon." I'm thinking, are these people? What are they saying? 40 years ago, we're meant to 50 years, we're meant to go on to the moon. Do you see? And then you got astronauts now saying this. So there's so many misinformation.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. But when you bring back things to logic, you know,
it starts making sense.
I don't believe we're spinning 1,000 miles around the sun. It's just think about it simply, logically. You know, Earth has the word heart in it. Earth is beating. We get that. Planet, plane. It's a plane. So spelling has spells. We are under spells of words.
Oh, is that the truth? Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So what's incredible, because synchronicity, I have discovered that there is something that can actually help you, and it's called Tesla Biohealing. And it goes along the lines of what you just said. If you believe it to work, it's going to work. Anything that you believe in will come back to you, because that's the power of your mind, right? That's the law of attraction. It's real simple, but we've made everything very difficult.
That's right. If we go back to simplicity, that's why I say in SSS, simplicity, speed is synchronicity. So the brain is like the car, as I've stated in one of my YouTube videos, and the steering wheel is our mind that's driving the car. So we can drive the car as we wish. If we can, and that's the subconscious mind. So if we can be around an environment, it's not just staying positive, it's knowing how to maneuver with our wavelengths, our biorhythms. So we know there's going to be timing with what I do with the code and realigning, that there's going to be some little bit of hiccups because I'm running this day, for example. So you don't have to be let down. You just know you persevere a bit, because we know the cycle is going to change a bit very soon. So we all go through the cycles. And those cycles are just like the planets move with precision. When we have retrogrades, when we have like the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction just recently. So they move with precision, and astronomy software shows that. But when an astronomer goes, oh, I don't believe in astrology, it's astronomy, that's ludicrous, because astrology and astronomy go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Just like spirituality and science go hand in hand, you can't segregate. The minute you segregate, you complicate. Simplicity comes when everything's holistic, and our cells operate holistically. That's why we have as above, so below, as within, so without. This is of light. The problem is the dark has taken this occult wisdom, and people, when they hear people of light say these words, they think that, oh, we're dark and we're evil.
Yeah.
When a person is thinking this, that's why I say in my website, I am not what you think I am. You are what you think I am. It has nothing to do with me. It's their own self-reflection when they're saying all these words, because it comes down to ego, which has got nothing. Ego, people say edging God out. It's got to do with fear, greed, and indecision.
Yeah.
So, and that's why people have to understand their archetypes. That's why there's been some great wisdom out there in knowing these things. So it's just like learning a skill. So like in the psych card that are like learning, that's the first card I drew as before we just started now in the interview, learn a new skill. So learn your code, and people are stuck at home. So how they're going to do, you can still live your essence, soul, and purpose. And then when you love your essence, soul, and purpose, you can elevate and collaborate with people. So you're happy and fun. So that's how I interpret when you see imagery, because we are all bombarded with image subconsciously. Since from birth, with sound, music, TV commercials, the smartphones, movie, music, and the music genre now has. That's why I broke down BTS and Blackpink, the Korean boy and girl bands, because they're actually the biggest on the planet right now, is because the Asian pop is just like what American pop was in the 80s, 90s. It's the same thing. It's just changing demographics a bit, geographically.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
But if you look at the same type of movements and this, and it's just a bigger following now, and they're even speaking their own language with a bit of English, but it penetrated to English-speaking countries, the biggest on the planet. So you see symbolism that they use, though. What's happening is music is great. There's a frequency, but there's different hertz as well. So I'm just trying to draw a parallel that's great when you have these, but when you know your archetypes, you can enjoy the music, but you've got to know how to discern too, so you don't get distracted magnetically to it. Because what we need to be doing on Earth is creating and adding value. So right now, humanity across all religions, if you look, were scared of lockdown, told to wear 3, 4, 5 layers of masks. Doesn't make sense. There's no logic there. Logic is starting to go out the window.
Yeah.
So that's why it's on the cusp of people need to collectively get together to do so. They've got to first wake up a little bit inside. And follow their archetypes, follow the resonances, their frequencies, and then begin to understand that history's been distorted. We're not being told full truths. And what can we collectively do about it? So it needs brainstorming. It does. And
that's the key. We have to start using our brains, and we have to start believing in our individual power, because our individual power is what's going to guide us through this. So we're going to be, and we're all out of time. I could sit and do another show with you right now, but
In Tesla's quote, like, because they say he was a flat earther and his father was a certain Orthodox priest. And if you know, I met a lady who channels Tesla now. She's a business lady, and she went to see the movie of Tesla when I spoke to her through LinkedIn. And then she's trying to find his autobiography book. She hadn't found it. And she found it next to the bookstore, next to the movie. And she was like, oh, I stand. Like, the synchronicities are amazing. But Tesla said, the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make progress in one decade than in all previous centuries of existence. Oh, the ether is where the answer is. So the ether is magnetism and dielectricity. It's got nothing to do with gravity. And it's got to do with – so you're seeing hovercrafts, if you will. There's technology in China where people are floating off in the little village, floating off the ground as little cars, just driving through little streetways. I've seen it through people's Chinese social media channels.
Wow.
So these technologies are there. Like, and you're saying with the Tesla stuff, the whole idea is it going to be released to humanity or is it still going to be controlled?
I'm it's going to be released because I'm of that mindset. And I really believe that with all my heart. We're on the verge of something spectacular.
Well, the Earth is 2021, so if it were to be happening, it's fast. So things will start rolling, you know, like out. Because, as you know, there are great technologies out there that we've known. But from what I'm seeing and what you had showed also, it looks very promising. And we need people like these type of doctors or these researchers or physicians, ones that are really know the truth and want to help people.
And one that's not afraid to go against what we've been taught for all of these many years. So, and there's a lot of fear. So we just got to keep that mindset and help them with the way we think as well. Well, Mr. Stan Lee, you're fantastic as usual. Brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed this. And we're going to bring you back on. But I want to remind everyone that you can hear Mr. Stan Lee on Thursdays, but on Law of Attraction Radio Network. But he is doing this show like once every other week, or what is the scoop?
Yeah, so I do live readings with people come on, and we have some amazing synchronicities. Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's the following day for me in Sydney on Friday at 10 in the morning. And like last time, we had three people born 1953, if you remember, and three were ruled by Mercury. Two Geminis, one Virgo. So, you know, synchronicities happen everywhere. Then every following week I do interviews. So, and I've got a couple more interviews coming up with some great people. So, and we do their codes as well to see how their archetypes relate to them in their careers. So yeah. The whole idea is about people to understand how the ESP code works, and that's why the show's called the ESP code numerology. So anyone wonderful. Wants to come on live, do come on.
But you know, you really do make us think, and that's what we need right now. We need to get away and start thinking and using our minds and knowing that we create our reality. Nobody else does it, we do it. So you got to get in that mind state, and Stan's here to help you. He's just fantastic. I'm so glad he's on the network. I just love it. So come to his live show if you have questions, and tune in every week to hear a new show from Stan Lee. You're going to love it.
No, thank you for having me, Jill. So it's at loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee. And thank you, Jules. You got, and she's got some other great hosts on the show as well, and for the magazine as well, the Law of Attraction Radio magazine. Great contributors in that. So it's great to be part of the network. I feel blessed. So thank you.
We are blessed that you're on the air with us. So until next time, Mr. Stan Lee and all the listeners, have a great one. Believe that you can do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.